The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, thank you for being here today and practicing with us together. Now that we're kind of coming into what some people call the holiday season, some people find it to be a stressful time or challenging time for many different reasons. And one of the things you might consider during this time is two fundamental practices that we offer in Buddhism. One is when you find yourself either in social situations that are challenging, or if you find yourself alone at times that are challenging because of the holiday times. In both those times, you can ask yourself, what is the kind thing to do here, and what is a generous thing to do? To practice generosity to the people you're with, or if you're alone with yourself, and to offer kindness to the people you're with, and if you're alone, to do it with yourself. And that one of the very important ways of being kind is not doing much at all. Pausing, making space, and taking time to appreciate the people you're with. If you're rushing to talk and to fill the space, or if you are, get all busy to try to be the good whatever, you might miss some of the more profound ways that it's possible to connect with people, that you stop and you kind of like, rather than trying to figure out what you're supposed to do, don't do. Stop and breathe, even if it's for a few seconds or a few moments, stop and breathe. And take the person in that you're with. Take the people in. And see if you can just kind of pause and receive them or into awareness, or register them or be aware of them, or and appreciate them. I think one of the great gifts you can give to anyone is to be appreciated, to appreciate them. And so take the time to learn how to stop and appreciate the person you're with and pause and maybe there's a very simple, unthreatening way of gazing upon them, looking upon them, where you kind of look at them with appreciation, admiration, respect, value, and kindness. So it doesn't have to be complicated, this kindness thing. Just, oh, wow, look at you. And then to be generous. And that can be a generous act, just that. And maybe smiling at someone or saying words of appreciation about, you know, wow, that holiday scarf is really nice. Or some other thing that you can say that to them. But to be generous to people in simple and good ways, you know, don't overdo it. Sometimes bringing a little gift this time of year is quite nice for people. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. I don't know if it's becoming a cultural phenomenon, but it seems to be around my world. Giving socks has become a thing. And I now know there's a sock store, and there's all they sell is socks. I never heard of such a thing. And so people are going to the sock store to get presents. So, you know, socks are simple. And to practice generosity and kindness, and to do it in a in a mode of pausing and appreciating. Pausing, appreciating, doing something that's generous, doing something that's kind. When in doubt, be generous. When in doubt, be kind. When in doubt, pause and admire. what's going on or appreciate what's happening. And it can be, difficult to do this, pausing and appreciating, because we have such strong habits of feeling excluded, or we have to prove ourselves, or we have to do the right thing, or we have to do what's expected, or all kinds of things that go on that make it complicated interpersonally. And also to do this when we're alone. I think one of the great benefits of something like meditation, especially if you spend a lot of time meditating alone, is to learn how to really value oneself and have appreciation and have kindness towards oneself, and to meet oneself, learn how to pause and appreciate oneself as well. For some people, it's counterintuitive to have self-appreciation. It can seem like it's selfish. But I think that it's a wonderful thing to be able to sit with oneself and just value the contact with oneself, value oneself, and appreciate that this you are also a person who's struggling. You're also a person who's trying to find their way in life and doing your best, and sit and have some appreciation for oneself. And that one of the ways that this self-appreciation can manifest interpersonally is hopefully there's a healthy self-appreciation that allows you in a healthy way to be more selfless in interpersonal situations, where your appreciation and your kindness to others has very little to do with yourself. Or you're not trying or expecting or wanting something from the other people. And this pausing and appreciating is also a pausing of the, I need from this person, or I want this to happen, or I'm trying to get this thing to happen. It's all, or I want this person to, I don't know what, to do this for me or something. To pause in a way that pauses also the tendency to be selfish or self-centered or self-concerned. And to have done enough practice alone to be able to rest in oneself, be at ease with oneself, so that that's actually a beautiful thing, it's a profound thing, to be able to let go of my needs in this situation or my desires for myself in this situation. And so so you kind of relax and just kind of, okay, what is needed here of me? What can I offer here to this situation? How can I make the situation better for everyone involved? How can I be kind? How can I be generous in a way that, certainly free from being selfish or self-absorbed? There's so much selfishness in our world because it's kind of second nature for human beings to have that. And so it's a very, it's a big challenge to learn how not to be that way. But it's also a big challenge to learn how not to be selfish at the same time as not diminishing oneself or neglecting oneself at the same time. So so this thing about being able to learn how to pause, appreciate oneself, learning how to pause and appreciate others, learning how to be generous to oneself, learning how to be generous to others. So whether during this holiday times, if you have times when you're alone, and that's lonely perhaps, or feels a little strange, it might be a wonderful time to have generosity and kindness to yourself, and think of it as a time of sacred pause to really connect to something deeper in here. And then if you have time to be with others in the holiday time, I think a fairly high percentage of those in the holiday times tend to have some stress involved. And so you might want to consider how your protection from interpersonal stress can be being generous, kind, pausing, and appreciating. These are all kind of ways of creating good conditions and also protection for us in difficult circumstances of all kinds. And doing that, I think, is also maybe part of the whatever holiday spirit of this time of year that people are supposed to have. It's just a good Buddhist spirit. And so hopefully we can have it all year round. So those are my thoughts for this time of year and keeping it simple. So thank you very much.